Yes, they're racing in Newcastle today, Newcastle Racecourse at Broadmeadow. Delighted to be hosting the fourth running of the Hunter Race Day featuring the $1 million The Hunter. It's on tomorrow. The $1 million race headlines a fantastic 10-race metropolitan standalone meeting at Newcastle Racecourse. The total prize money, close to $2.5 million. It's a big day, and obviously everybody associated with it, including my next guest, very excited. And that is the CEO of Newcastle Racecourse, Dwayne Dowell, who's on the line. Good morning, Dwayne.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Big day, very excited, and the weather's looking good, although a little bit iffy for tomorrow, but we do have probably the best track in the country, don't we, as far as being able to handle any sort of conditions, Dwayne?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's a well-draining track, Richard, and it's built on a sand base, so it doesn't really matter what rain we get before the day. It generally drains through pretty well. The forecast, as you said, is looking pretty good, though. There might be some late storms, but, look, I think most of the day will be fine, and it's always a good thing that when you're looking at the forecast earlier in the week for fine weather, the anxiety levels just drop a little bit, and we can sort of forge forward with our planning. We're just putting the finishing touches on today for the big day, and we're expecting a crowd of around 5,000 plus to come to the races tomorrow and enjoy our biggest race day of the year.
And what can they expect? 10 races and all the fun of... and look, I was there for the Gold Cup a few weeks ago, and I think one of the great things about going to the races, and it doesn't happen too often these days, that people actually get dressed up. So you go to the races, and it's not just the races, but it's the fun of actually socialising with everybody well dressed. I think that's one of the great things about going to the races these days, Dwayne.
Yeah, it is. And look, we've done plenty of surveys over the last 12 months as well, Richard, and we get that. But even the younger people that we're obviously trying to get to the races say they love the fact that they can dress up for the day as well. There's Fashions on the Field tomorrow, which, is always a big event at any major race meeting. There's a Maya Beauty Bar and Pamper Station for the ladies if they need some touch-ups during the day. We've also got something, and this is just for the people who are coming to the track, and this is a big incentive to get to the races tomorrow. There's a competition where if you select the winner of the Spring Stakes, which is race 7, you go into the draw to win a trip to New Zealand for two. And it's worth about $4,000. So that's a big incentive to get to the track tomorrow. And see if you can find the winner. There's only 13 selections, so you've got a 1 in 13 chance of getting the winner. And then we'll select that and we'll actually announce that winner very shortly after that race. So
well, that is an exciting. That'd be nice. Go to the races and maybe win a couple of races and win a holiday to New Zealand. Thank you very much. All right, what time do gates get open?
So gates open at 11 a.m. and the first race is at 12:20. And as you said before, it's a big 10-race program. The last race isn't until 5:55. So a long afternoon and plenty of time to party with your friends.
Good. And being a neighbour, Castrian, it's good to see quite a few strong local chances in the Hunter, the big $1 million race, Dwayne.
Yeah, there is. There's a couple of chances. So Chris Lees, obviously, as always, plays a big part in these big races, and he's got probably his best chances is a horse called Gem Song. It's been racing pretty well in Sydney.
Yeah, with Hugh Bowman on board too.
Yeah, that's right. So he's got one of Australia's best riding. And we've got Sam Cavanagh's also got a horse in there called Aramayo. It's a bit bigger odds. It's about 60-1, but he's only just purchased that horse recently, and there's a big group of owners in that as well, and they're just loving the fact they get the race in a $1 million race, and that's what it's all about.
And I don't think we've had a local trainer win the Hunter yet, have we?
We haven't. Chris has gone very close. He's actually run placings in the first three editions of the Hunter, so if you get the change of luck, Gem Song's the one to be on, I think. And look, I think it's a pretty good chance, and it's about a $17 chance. So a dollar each way on that wouldn't be too bad, especially if it wins.
Oh yeah, I'll say. The hot favourite, though, the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott trained Congo. It's still, I believe, the Congo, the hot favourite?
Yeah, in the Congo's currently the favourite at $4. I think it's such an even field, though, Richard. It's one of these races you could run five times and probably get five different winners, just because there'll be some luck in running will play a big part. Godolphin have got a big hand in the race as well. Valana's their best chance and its second favourite. The one I actually like, Richard, is number one, Apache Chase. It's coming down from Queensland to race. It won a Group 1 up there in the winter, and Desilu Forster is bringing that horse down, and she's very confident about that chance, that horse's chances.
My guest, Dwayne Dowd, who's CEO of the Newcastle Jockey Club. Newcastle Racecourse tomorrow, the venue for a standalone tab 10 race meeting, the big one being the $1 million race, the Hunter. Other races, the Max Lees Classic is also one of the biggest tomorrow. And for the very first time, a race named in honour of the late, great Jack Newton. How did that come about, Dwayne?
Yeah, so Mike Kneebone and the team at New Zealand Bloodstock are big supporters of this day. They sponsor 8 of the 10 races, and he called me about 3 or 4 months ago and said, I want to name a race after a Newcastle sporting legend, and I don't want it to be racing orientated. And he had done his own research, and he said, I want this race to be Jack Newton. I said, that's a fantastic idea. So we made the call to Jackie Newton, and she was overcome with emotion that we thought that, you know, Mike had thought of that. And it's just a real fitting name to have and celebrate the life of Jack, who passed away earlier in the year. And that'll be our last race of the day tomorrow.
Okay, race 10. What time does that one get underway, Dwayne, the last race?
The last race will be 5:55, so it's a big afternoon. 12:20 is our first race, and we go right through to nearly 6 o'clock.
And the gates open at 11, so if you want a great day out and get all frocked up and dressed up, and fellas as well, that's the place to be. Newcastle Racecourse at Broadmeadow. Gates opening at 11 for the big one, the Hunter Race Meeting. Great to talk to you. Fingers crossed for good weather, and it should be an absolutely fantastic day tomorrow. Thanks for your time this morning, Dwayne.
Good on you. Thanks, Richard.
Dwayne Dowd, CEO of Newcastle Jockey Club, Newcastle Racecourse. Gates opening at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Should be fantastic.